Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now. That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military.
All right. Let's rise with the sun. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Welcome. And let's see, Wednesday, August the 30th. Wow, this month is almost over. Wednesday, August the 30th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic for you today. Today, we want to talk about this ideal of advanced spirituality. This is something that I've been saying, coin, if you want to use that word, I guess it's a word, coining, for years. I've talked about Hebrews 6:1, and I've always been talking about let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus Christ and him crucified, like it says in Hebrews 6:1. And I've been saying I'm a Hebrews 6:1 Negro for years. So it's important to understand what does that mean when I make that statement. Because many people take that statement to mean that I'm some type of an advanced spiritual superhero, that I have some advanced knowledge. So the name Master Teacher implies by the word master. And I talk about mastery of space. And I talk about life optimization. I talk about a lot of the advanced esoteric knowledge. I put a lot of information on metaphysics and going above and beyond. But I need you to understand that advanced spirituality is basic spirituality. I'm an etymologist at my core, at my root. at my base. Therefore, I need to make it crystal clear that you under, over, and understand what that means. Because many of us, myself included, sometimes we get caught up in the hype of this idea that what we are doing is more advanced, it is more spiritual, it is more knowledgeable. But if you look at the definition of the word etymology, and if you look at what is an etymologist, what is a truthologist, what is a spiritualologist, what is, again, a biologist, these are all of the terms. These are all of the definitions. These are all of the words that I use to describe myself. So when someone asks me, hey, doc, what do you do? My son, my wife showed me this letter that my son put on his paper. When it asks, what does your father do? First of all, he put down that, you know, hey, that I am his father, which is, man, just kind of like brought tears to my eyes. Because I've been a poor excuse for a father, but I'm not dead yet. So I get an opportunity to redeem the time. But my son put down on there that my father is a radio, I think he put talk show host or talk show. And me and my wife laugh because, you know, they see, especially during the summer, my wife is always, shh, shh, Mr. Will's doing a show. Mr. Will's doing a show. And so they see me talking, Mr. Will's doing a one-on-one. He's doing some counseling. And so from the kids' perspective, I'm a counselor. I'm a radio talk show host because I get on this venue or other venues and I talk. And so it's interesting how from a child's viewpoint, when asked by a teacher, what does your father do? Hey, that fool talks a lot. But I do a little bit more than talking. In my humble opinion, I need you to understand what I do. Because what I do, again, is perceived as some type of an advanced esoteric knowledge. But an etymologist, again, by definition, is simply somebody or someone who has this ability to explain what are words and what they originally mean. So there is a basic etymology or etymological understanding that I need you to grasp so that way you can understand my humility. Because sometimes it comes across, if you look at the name, people tell me all the time, who the hell this dude is called himself Master Teacher? He ain't no damn Master Teacher. And like I tell you, I had this one black guy on my YouTube page that said, that, hey, man, what are you talking about Master Teacher 33? Did you go to the elders and did you get to with the elders? And I'm like, what elders? Well, you got to go to the ancestors, brother. You got to go back to the, you know, and he was one of these Freemason, you know, Prince Hall dudes who said and believes that you cannot speak on certain truths unless you got approval by certain, you know, hierarchy. Now, most churches have this type of a structure, a hierarchy that you got to go by. You know, you got to get approved by the Reverend Dr. Bishop, you know, or somebody to in order to. You just can't go out and just, you know, just start teaching stuff. Your teachings have to be approved. Well, yeah, good. That doesn't work for me. Now, I did try it. You know, I just didn't start. I did start there, and I hung out there for 10 years before I branched out and started doing my own shizness. So I did show some restraint. But I need you to understand something, brothers and sisters, because I need you to show me your value. I need to see your worth and your value. I need you, my brother. I need you, my sister. See, right now, your voice is not being heard. See, I figured this out a long time ago, that my voice was being stifled by tradition. That's why tradition is in place. Now, no disrespect to tradition, but I need you to understand that you are not more. See, advanced spirituality is actually going backwards, not forward. Advanced spirituality is returning back to source. It's not moving away from source. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So as a metaphysician, as an etymologist, the word etymology is the study of the origins of the words. So advanced spirituality. See, I'm a super saint because I'm a basic saint. See, I've just returned back to the Father. I didn't go away from the Father. So if you feel like you are an advanced individual, now, this is what the mistake I made. Let me tell you the bad news first. Then we get to the good stuff. Oh, man. Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me give you the bad news. See, the bad news is I carried myself like I was advanced. So I said to the people around me, especially to my wife and my, you know, children, hey, I'm the big kahuna. I'm the big cheese. I'm the one that's all-knowing and all-powerful. So I am more spiritual than you. Now, I may have not said this with my words, but I said it with my vibe and with my actions. So, you know, I thought that my way was the best way. I didn't realize that my wife got a brain and it works and she uses it. So I would tell my wife, hey, you should do the dishes this way, or you should clean the house this way, or we should drive to work this way, or we should eat this way. Or the big one was my wife said, hey, babe, you know, we always do your routine when we go to the gym. So one day she asked me, how about we do a different routine? Man, I blew a gasket. What? Yeah, you mean we're going to do a different routine? She said, yeah, let's mix it up. Let's change it up a little bit. Man, I lost it. Just because she just made a suggestion. Because see, in my brain, my routine is the only routine. Everybody else's routine is whack. So in my brain, if your routine is not frequent, intense, and it's not based upon some type of a training modality that involves, you know, resistant training, then I'm sorry, dog. Your dog don't hunt. And then the Father on August the 4th started to deal with me on some issues. So I got this newfound revelation. Now, it's new because it's old. See, like in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. You guys remember, I think, what, 25 times? Vexation of spirits. See, that's what happened to me. My spirit got vexed because of the realization of that, hold up, time out. Each one of us, we are expressing, exposing, and expanding ourselves. We're learning different lessons at different times. We are all on different paths, and these different paths are all taking us to our own path, which leads us back to the Father's path. So, do you feel more spiritually evolved, brother? Sure. I mean, I did. I felt more spiritually. I felt that my training, my 30 steps in 30 days to create wealth, hey, that was the best money-making thing on the planet. You can't, I mean, hey, everybody else was losers. In my brain, I had the only system that worked. So I was thinking that I was more spiritually evolved than other people. And that thought is an indication that you need to work on your own identification. Let me say that again, because the I miss the forest for the trees. And the way that I miss the forest for the trees, though, because, see, it is so interesting how even when you're doing good, you're on the right track, you're doing everything right, even when you're doing good, you may be doing good at the wrong time, or you may be doing good at the wrong place. You may be doing good to the wrong person. Brother Will, I don't know about anybody else, so I'm just here, you know, airing out my own dirty laundry. See, I thought I was more spiritual than my wife. So therefore, since my wife wasn't obviously as spiritual as me, I needed to get someone else that was more spiritual, that was on my level. You know, I'm an eagle. Eagles don't hang out with chickens. I'm a priest. Priests don't hang out with peasants. So if you got that thought, that's an indication that you're a peasant. See, peasants only think like that. Priests don't think like that. Eagles don't think like that. Chickens do. Chickens think that they're more evolved. See, the mindset, your mindset, any mindset that creates division between yourself and other people is an illusion. Now, the word illusion is the word ill, U, S, which is Z. It's an ill, U, Zion, which means Zion, you ill. Zion, you ill. Zion is a city. A city is a cell. That means you got sickle cell. If you got an illusion, that means on a cellular level, on a DNA level, that negative habit pattern that I'm talking about, that I'm trying to remove, is still active. Why? Because you're creating division. Now, let me make sure you understand. Now, see, I'm, hey, come on, man. I'm Master Teacher 33. I'm going to need everybody to bow down, give me some respect and some homage. I'm an all-knowing, all-powerful dude, right? But yet I'm disrespect. I go outside, I don't even speak to my neighbors. Why? They're lesser entities. Obviously, they're not on my level, Brother Rome, you know what I'm saying, bro? They don't vibrate on my frequency. Because, you know, me and God, you know, we play checkers together and chess. We talk mano y mano. So I don't even speak to them, dude. They can't even shine my shoes. That thought is peasantry. Let me make sure you understand, because I don't want you to make the same mistake that I made. Because see, pride cometh before the fall. I didn't fall. I got my ass knocked down. So see, I don't want you to get knocked down. See, and I got knocked down repeatedly. Now again, anybody that can do something 68 times and keep doing it, he might be a little slow. So again, as I tell you guys, I ain't the brightest bulb in the pack. I'm a couple of sandwiches short of a full picnic. Elevator don't go all the way up to the top. It goes, it's working, but it's a little slow. But guess what? Take me a little while, but I do get there. It might take me a little while to figure the shizness out. So I need you to understand what I'm saying today, because this one is a big one. You see, part of becoming more spiritually connected is practicing non-judgment. So all of these years, I've been going to my wife's church, sitting in the back with my hands crossed, judging. Oh, look at that dude up there. Shit, I can sing better than that. I can't even sing. I can play the instrument better than that. I can't play no instruments. Shit, I can preach better than that. Hell, I can barely talk. But I'm going to sit in the back of the church, and I'm going to judge everybody, Brother Rome. I just sit in the back, brother, didn't do nothing. Got there late and left early. But, you know, I'm an expert. You know what I'm saying? I got my little 10 years of preaching, and I think I got a freaking PhD in preachology. So I turn on the TV, and I see, you know, T.D. Jakes or Creflo Dollar, or Benny Hinn, and say, look at them damn heathens taking people's money. What gives me the right to judge another man I never freaking met? That's called peasantry, Brother Will. See, this arrogant, cocky, dwarf Napoleon complex that I had. I wish somebody had a spiritual 2x4. I told Sister Erica that before, man. Like, sis, you know, I wish you would have been around. You could have busted me upside the head. Pa-ya! Wake up, Negro. Because, see, I drunk the Kool-Aid, Brother Dana. I drunk the Kool-Aid, bruh. All of it. I honestly believed that I was more spiritual. I thought I was on some advanced, super gross spiritual stuff. Not realizing that I was just, me and Lucifer was just, I got closer to the devil the more I thought I was getting closer to God. See, because only somebody that's full of demons could do the shizness that I've been doing. That's the only way. It is impossible to have a relationship with God and then do the shit I've been doing. Spiritually impossible. So how can you be so spiritual and so lost at the same time? Let me break it down for you, bruh. Let me break up. You ain't gonna get this on Sunday morning. See, there is an illusion. This illusion hides. It does not reflect your inner lack of divinity. See, part of becoming more spiritually connected is becoming physically connected. So you are an isolationist like me. I spend all my time behind a computer. How many people am I connected to? Like I said, I go outside and look at my neighbor. I don't speak to him. He waves at me. Now, my wife, she go over there. She talk to him about the weather. They talk about this, that, and others. They go out there, wave at each other and all this stuff. Man, I go out there, get in my car, and drive off. You got time to hang out with no damn peasants. I'm doing the Lord's work, brother. I'm busy. I ain't got time to, you know what? There's a lady at the grocery store, that local store that we go to. And it's funny because, you know, every time she sees me, she says, hey, where's your wife? Because my wife, she goes to the store, she talks to everybody. Me, I go in and I go out. I ain't got time, man. I'm too busy doing Dear Kinnear reports. I'm too busy doing one-on-ones. I'm too busy doing blog talk shows. I got a personal, private, productive relationship with my computer. But my purpose, but people. People are an inconvenience. I don't really like people like that. My wife invited her family over. They all sit in the backyard. They do a barbecue. There'd be 30 people in the house. Where am I black ass at? Where am I at? I'm upstairs on the computer. And they come over to the house. Hey, what's your, don't you got a husband? People tell my wife all the time, hey, we see you, but we never see your husband. Don't you have one of those? 8 years, 9 years in a relationship. And I spend more time alone than I do. But I'm more spiritual. I don't talk to nobody. I don't help nobody. I don't love nobody. But I'm super saint. Super spiritual. See, I got advanced spirituality, Brother Ron. I research this and it's on the line, brother. I can talk numerology. I can talk zoology. I can talk spoofology. I can do any kind of ology. I just don't love God's people. And when God says, when you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. Because it says, Lord, when did we see you? And you not say, hey, if you can walk past a human being, you just walk past a spiritual being. So if you can spit on, by again, that's really what you're doing, Brother Will. Because, you know, you're in love with a computer. Because why? Yeah, computers, they don't really, you know, it's easy to love a computer. But, try taking out that on another spiritual being. See, if you are judgmental like me, everywhere I go, I see fault, brother. Everywhere I looked at my wife, I saw problems. Oh, no, man, okay. She don't wear her hair like me. She don't brush her teeth like me. She don't put on her underwear like me. She don't do this. And oh, man, I got all kind of shizness, bro. I came up with all kind of problems. I just saw problems, woke up. Oh, man, you don't sleep like me. You don't do this. You know, I just saw problems everywhere. So, again, if the more problems that you see in other people is an indication of the more problems that you got inside yourself. You can't see nothing in nobody else that doesn't exist inside yourself. Let me say that again. You cannot see nothing inside of other people that doesn't first exist inside of yourself. So the more problems you see in other people, the more problems you have inside yourself. So are you more spiritual? Are you more advanced? Are you more knowledgeable? And you're less spiritual. You're less advanced and you're less knowledgeable because all you see is what you be. What you be is what you see. So what do I see when I go outside? I see my neighbor. I go outside, I see my neighbor. I see an uneducated spiritual person. Guess what I am, brother? I'm an uneducated spiritual person. Because if I see uneducation, bam, I maintain what I see. So I walk around. See, if you find yourself doing what I used to do, if you find yourself judging other people about their level of spirituality or lack thereof, then what you are doing is you are encouraging and you are denying and you are neglecting and you are proving the fact that you need to do more inner work. It means you haven't done nothing. That means that your level of spirituality, Brother Will, is zero. But you're Master Teacher 33. You see, we all are reflections of each other. You're just a mirror. So when I meet you, you are a mirror of me. Let me say it again. You attract people into your life that are exactly like you, period. You cannot even have a relationship with somebody that is not on the same frequency of you. Because guess what? People are on different frequencies you can't see. Now, I can walk past a multimillionaire, and I don't know they're a multimillionaire. But again, another multimillionaire can automatically identify another multimillionaire. You ever notice alcoholics can always tell another alcoholic? You know, womanizers can always spot another womanizer. You know, a thief always can spot another thief. Why? Nonverbal. I'm going to share with you, light can always spot another light. Darkness can always spot darkness. Because I've been through all those different levels. And by the grace and mercy of God, I'm so thankful that he called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. And now that I'm in the light, I can see like, damn, I was in some serious darkness. I was self-delusional. Like, I really thought that my dookie didn't stink. And it was foul. The way that I carried myself, the audacity, the balls to speak on issues that I knew not of. My level of depravity was on a scale and a scope that is unimaginable. See, by perceiving other people as less spiritual, that's your spirit's way of telling you your ass ain't spiritual. So my spirit has been crying out, please get some spirit, please get some knowledge, please sit down somewhere and get back in contact with your true authentic self, please. Because everywhere I go, I saw problems. So my spirit was begging me. So how many problems? Anybody got any problems? Like everywhere you go, you just see problems. You see Donald Trump, and you're like, Donald Trump is an idiot. Have you ever said that? Guess what? What you see in Donald Trump is what's inside of yourself. So Donald Trump is a reflection of us. That's why he's president. The president is just a representation of the people. The only reason he got in office is because we're in office. Donald Trump is us. So we want to change Donald Trump. We need to change ourselves. Donald Trump is not the problem. I'm the problem. Because of the only way an idiot can become president is if the people are on that same frequency as that president, at least the majority. So let me make sure you understand, because see, this is some deep shizness right here, because we need to understand that by perceiving others as less spiritual, it's our spirit's way of telling you are less spiritual. See, that's a common belief that I had, and a lot of people have. See, that once you become a spiritual being, then you need to show everybody else. You need to tell everybody else. See, I had that same thought. I said, like, okay, and since I'm not all knowing, I need to go tell my wife. So I said, hey, babe, how can you don't listen to my shows? How can you don't read my books? Because, see, my shiznit is right. So if you're not listening to my stuff, and if you're not, it's amazing how, okay, babe, how can you not do my diet? Well, babe, you know, I got my diet. And whoa, no, you're not doing mine. My diet works. So what you saying? Yeah, that's right. Your shitness doesn't work. Oh, I didn't stop there, Brother Rome. I kept going with it. Hey, how are you not reading my books? Well, I like reading other. Well, no, my book. Why are you not watching my shows? And so I set out to go on this tirade that everybody needs to do what I do. Because, again, I'm the only one whose shizness don't stink. I'm the only one that can walk on water. Sister Ellen, I'm the only one that can elevate. I'm the only one that can levitate, Sister Ellen. I'm it. I'm the Lone Ranger. So I'm walking around thinking that I am the only spiritual being on the planet. Therefore, I need to tell everybody. I need to show everybody else my shizness and my modality, because my modality is the only modality that's going to heal. Even though there's a plethora of religions and a plethora of different ways by which people can practice and develop personally and become spiritual and become one with the Father, I think that my way is the only way. See, becoming a spiritual being is the flaw. Now, thankfully, I figured that out. I figured that part out because I remember I told you guys, you cannot become, you must be. See, we are all spiritual beings. We're not becoming spiritual beings. You can never use the word, I am going to. Never use that word. That is the kiss of death. See, if you think that you are going to become, that implies that you're not already. So it's very, very important. Because see, what's happening is that the more we are, or when we adopt something, Brother Will, and we immediately start to encourage other people to adopt that same thing if it works for us. We forget that everybody is an individual. See, I forgot that my fingerprint is not the same as nobody else on the planet. How many people on Earth? 6 billion now? Okay, let me get this right. So we all got different fingerprints. So we all got a different spiritual ID. Now, every day I've done a plethora of Dear Kinney reports, and I have not done one Dear Kinney report that's exactly the same. There's Dear Kinney reports that are similar, but even if you got the exact same numbers, you don't got the exact same spirit, the exact same experiences. Even if you got the exact same numbers and you got the exact same experiences, you wasn't born in the exact place. Even if you got the exact same numbers, you got the exact same spirit experiences, you were born in the exact same place. You don't have the exact blood type or the exact time of birth. There is something. There is nobody that have all of these variables exactly the same. That's why we are all different. So therefore, our paths to spirituality are going to be all different. So therefore, I cannot use a blanket policy. That's why I do private one-on-one counseling, because what works for me may not work for you. So I have to digress. I've had to back up because I realize that, again, carrying oneself, sharing oneself without making room for the individuality of the other self is the kiss Luciferianism. See, it's important that you understand those three steps that I talked about a few shows ago, that you are concrete and not abstract, that you are chronological and that you're not block, and that you're an individual and that you're not holistic. Now, you need both of these to complete the entire package. But when it comes to your personal private productive relationship with the Father, you must be concrete, you must be chronological, and you must be an individual. And then the Father, that's how you get back. So advanced spirituality, advanced knowledge, advanced is actually reverse, is actually less. So less is more. So when you go back, you are returning to the original. So the word etymology, when you talk about the definition, I am an etymologist. So as a etymologist, I return each word back. I trace each word back to its original. As a spiritual etymologist, it is my goal in life to study the original origin of my spiritual power. That is your, I got to return you back. Now, we all came from the same source. So guess what? We all can study the same source. Now, we're going to express, expose, and expand that study of that source the same way the periodic table express, expose, and expand chemicals. There is one chemical, the number one chemical, hydrogen, that is expressed in 118 different ways. There is one God that is expressed with 72 names. There is one color, white light, that is shined through a prism that produces a rainbow of colors. So there is one source. So when it comes to spirituality, we must become spiritual etymologists. We must understand the chronological. First of all, we've got to understand that it is concrete, it is chronological, and it develops individually. That's what words are. So we must break down and we must understand that the true meaning and the true words and the true value of words comes from their source. So the true words, the true value of people come from their source. And so if I can see people's source instead of seeing people's concrete, chronological, individual expression, if I can see their original, abstract, block, holistic originality, even though they are expressing themselves individually, if I can see them holistically, I got spiritual power. So spiritual power is the ability to see someone express, expose, and expand themselves individually. To see someone express, expose, and expand themselves chronologically. To see someone express, expose, and expand themselves concretely. Yet still see them abstractly, still see them a part of a bigger picture, a big play, and still see them holistically. I need to be able to do both at the same time. So it's not option A or option B, it's option C. That's spiritual power. That is how you should carry yourself. If you make the mistake that I made, what you will find yourself doing is finding fault because you don't see the big picture. You see, if I see you concretely being an alcoholic, and I cannot see you abstractly being a recovered alcoholic, if I cannot see you returning back to source, even though you're expressing yourself individually right now in error, Brother Will, if I cannot see the chronological development of your particular, again, play holistically, even though you're going through a lot of right now changes in form, if I cannot see that the current form that you are concretely expressing, if I cannot see that that form can be transformed when you get more in form, if I can't see that, then I'm going to see you as being deformed. So since I see you as being deformed, remember, what I see is what I be. I can only see what I be. So what I see is indication of what I be. So if I see you as flawed, guess what I be? I be flawed. If I see you as a loser, guess what I be? I be loser. If I see you as a hood rat, guess what I be? I be hood rat. However I see you be, then I be. Let me make sure that you understand the depth of the statement. As a spiritual being, what is spirit? The Bible says if you walk in the spirit, you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Bible also says this statement. This is the meat of today's message. If you don't get anything from today's message, please get this. The Bible says that we are one. Where are we one at? There's only one place we are one, according to the Bible, and according to all ancient texts. The Bible says that we are one in the Spirit. There's a certain sense we are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. And it is this understanding, brothers and sisters, if you don't wrap, if you cannot wrap your brain around that again, under, over, and understanding. And the Bible mentions this in a plethora of different places. I like what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 in the New Living Translation. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, but the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 1:17. So 1 Corinthians 1:17 talks about us being one spirit with the Lord. We are one. Then in Ephesians 4, verse 4 says, there is one body, there is one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. So there is one body, there's one spirit, and we are all members of this one body and this one spirit. Now, there is scriptures, a plethora of them, which we weren't going to read all of them, but I need you to understand, 1 Corinthians 1:10 says this. It says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but you be perfectly united in mind and in thought. Perfectly united. Colossians 3:13 says it this way. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have grievance against someone, forgive that one as the Lord has forgiven you. And all over verse 14, Colossians 3:14 says, and all these virtues, and in all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. You see, brothers and sisters, we are all called to be one in this perfect unity. But something divides us. Everywhere you see division. Everybody sees black and white. 1 Peter 3:8 says, finally, all of you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate, and the most important, be humble. Now, Kendrick Lamar got a song called Be Humble. The Bible talks about something that comes before the fall, and it is the opposite of humility. It is this pride and this arrogance. See, in order to be more spiritual, in order to be more advanced, in order to feel this, in order to actually feel, in order to put on the Napoleon complex, in order to have this air of superiority, in order for you to recommend and suggest that everybody change what they're doing and to adapt what you're doing, in order to do that, in order to have that mindset, in order to maintain that mindset, you have to put on an air of superiority. You cannot be humble. See, you're not one in the spirit. So if you walk in the spirit, according to the scriptures, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. So it is this ability to walk in the spirit. Now, again, the word spirit has to do with a ruling disposition. So all of us are called to walk. Notice it didn't say run. It tells us to walk in the spirit. And if we do that, we cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. That means we won't have this air of superiority. And it talks about this again in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, where it tells us to walk in the spirit so that way you won't gratify or fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I want to encourage everybody today to walk in the spirit. Now, Brother Will, how do you do that? Well, let me tell you how to do that. Immersion technique. Now, remember, show me your value. I need to see it. People buy value. Let's talk money. Everybody likes money, right? I was doing a counseling session, and I was talking with a client yesterday who just lost their job. And the client lost their job, and the client was telling me, like, okay, doc, what do I do now? I lost my sense of income, and I'm supposed to have this happy-go-lucky, you know, Jesus saves mentality, you know, praise the Lord, you know, hug the well, save the trees. How am I going to do that, brother? And I just lost my job. You know what I told him? I asked him, do you got any worth and any value? And you know what they said? Yeah, I got worth and I got value. Really? Okay, people buy that. Now, I need you to hear one thing, and I need you to hear this very, very succinctly today. Because the same laws that apply in wealth, apply in health, they apply in wisdom, and they apply in spirituality, they apply with God. See, God doesn't make junk. God is not a respecter of persons. God only responds to other gods. God only responds to himself. God only recognizes his son. When God looks down, he doesn't see you as an individual. He sees you as a holistic part. See, you are a blood vessel inside of the body of Christ. Let me say that again. You are a blood vessel. Now, if I look at your body, if I look at you, I don't see your organ. I know it's in there, your organs. I don't see your spleen, your liver, your heart, your kidneys, your lungs. I don't see that. What do I see is a body. The Bible says that there's many members, but there's one body. See, Christ is the head, and we are the body. See, we are the body of Christ. Don't forget that. See, you forgot. Somebody listen to the sound of my voice right now. You forgot that you are the body of Christ. So I was telling this client who I was talking to who just lost their job today. And this client said, Doc, I lost my job, man. I wanted to be a part of your program. I mean, they already part of the program. They said, I may not be able to make my payments next month. I said, hold up. So let me get this right. So you worried about, and I said, well, let me rephrase the word concern. Now, I did the show yesterday about that word concern, which is a code word for I'm afraid. So what are you concerned about today, brother? What are you concerned about today, sister? Now, this is what is called advanced spirituality. This is advanced Christianese. This is you if you want to be a super Christian. If you want to be a water walker. If you want to walk through walls, you want to transfigure yourself. If you want to do what Jesus did, this is how you do it. Return to source. How do you do that? You only see God. How do you do that? You only see the glass half full. You never see the glass half empty. How do you do that? You only allow yourself to see the silver lining in the gray cloud. How do you see that? You are an eternal optimist. You're not a pessimist. How do you do that? You don't give yourself the opportunity. You don't give yourself the luxury of having a negative thought. Not one. You call those things that are not as though they were. You walk by faith. You don't live by sight. You walk by faith. You don't go by what you see. You go by what God says. How do you do that? You read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, 2, and 3. You get the definition of the word faith down in your spirit. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You get evidence that people can't see. See, I got evidence. It's called mental thought. You can't see my, can anybody see my thoughts? I don't think so. My mental thought says I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, and I am in a toe-curling relationship. I don't give a flying beep what reality, because see, I know the reality of reality. See, reality is the result of my mentality. Now, you telling me, Brother Will, my reality is, as my client told me yesterday, my reality, brother, is I just lost my job. And know what I asked my client? What the is your mentality? Yeah, let's talk about that. No, Brother Will, I want to talk about reality. That dog don't hunt. If you look at your reality, remember, you be what you see. What do you see? Remember the Lion King when they told Simba that his daddy, who died, wanted to see him? Rafiki said, hey, I'm going to show him to you. Remember in the movie? They run down to the river, and he looks, and Simba looks in there, and he's like, where's Mufasa? What did Rafiki tell him in the movie? Look harder. See, I'm going to tell you the same thing today, brother, and I'm going to tell you the same thing. I don't give a blank what the world says. I don't give a blank about what you see. I'm only interested in what you think. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Tell me what you think, brother. Tell me what you think, sister. The mind of man molds the mass of matter. Programmable matter. We live in an environment where you program mass and matter. The only problem is you have not been taught how. Now, I'm living proof. If anybody want to know how to do it, man, call me, email me, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it. I'm going to tell you right now. As I said before, number one, concrete. You thinking too abstract. So what I told my client, you lost your job today. And know what I told her? Show me your worth and your value. Do you got worth and value? Well, Brother Will, I think, no, that dog don't hunt. There's no tone in your damn voice. Well, what do you mean, brother? Now, this is a client. Pay me $5,000. So if you pay me $5,000, I'm going to make damn sure you get your $5,000 worth. You're not allowed to fail. Nobody that's a part of my Clarinomics team is going to fail. Failure is not an option. The word don't even freaking exist. If I got to come to your house and spoon feed you the word, you're going to get it, bro. You're going to get it. You're not going to fail on my watch. Not an option. So since failure is not an option, hell, we might as well just go ahead and kick some ass. You know what I'm saying? Since failure is not an option. So let me tell you the key. People buy value. That's it. People want value. People are willing to pay for value. People, well, let me rephrase that. I'm willing to pay anybody that can help me. So if you got a product, service, or information that will give me more use value than I give you in monetary value, me and you are going to be good friends. So I like to eat healthy. Now, I've been telling Sister Ellen this for a long time. Now, Sister Ellen is good people. They're one of the sweetest souls on the planet. Now, I don't know how in the world Sister Ellen makes these salads look so. I don't know if y'all have seen her salads that she posts on Instagram. Now, I know, unfortunately, Sister Ellen is not in Texas. But I know if Sister Ellen was in Texas, when every time she make her a salad, I would tell her to make me one. And I'll come over there, pick it up, and give you money. Why? I see value in those salads that Sister Ellen makes and posts on Instagram. I see value. See, I don't know where she gets the organic stuff from. I don't know where she gets all the. She has some stuff on there that look like Skittles, and it was all fruit. All these colorful organic fruits, this is healthy stuff. I want to be healthy. I ain't got the time. Now, I need to make the time to go find the fruit, to chop it up, and then eat more healthy. So I see value in that. So the day I find somebody who can do that and ship it to me, they're going to get my money. Now, that's just one area that I see value in. Now, I see value in a lot of other areas. So I'm asking you, what do you do that adds value to somebody else's life? Now, see, I talk, and I research words. And because I can sit here, and I like sitting behind a computer, and nobody else that I've met can sit still for 12 to 14, sometimes 16 hours per day and research one word. They get bored, do other stuff. Me, I love this shizness. So I'm getting ready to do a series called Light Beings, based upon information that God has showed me, based upon my life experiences, based upon stuff I research. And people are paying me. Because why? They see value. Now, you're listening to today's show. Why? Because you see value. There's something that I'm saying that is of value to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. So can you do the same thing I'm doing? Let me think about that for a moment. Yep, you got value. My job is to show you your value so that way you can take your value, put it inside of a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself, and give it to the market. Guess what? You get paid. So my client just lost a job. I told the client, don't go get another job. Well, Brother Will, how am I going, what am I going to do, brother? First of all, get that thought out of your head. What thought? Now, they didn't even tell me that they had the thought. But you know what I asked them? I said, are you concerned about how you're going to pay your bills next month? Because you already expressed to me that you're concerned about how you're going to pay me. Well, yeah, brother, I'm just, Well, brother, I was thinking, Well, you know, brother, you know, Get rid of concern. So whether you I ain't concerned about nothing. People tell me all the time, concern is, I can't find that biblically, though. The Bible says God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he gives me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So when you lose your job, bam, get in love. When you lose your job, bam, get in power. When you lose your job, bam, get in a sound mind. Do those three things, your dog will hunt. People will look you. They will call you. They will track you down, and they will beg you to take their money. That's what they're doing to me. People email me every day. Doc, I want to be a part of your program, homie. What's the link to make the payment? They will do the same. How? Add value to your life first. That means you got to do one thing. This is how it starts. So my client just lost her job, and they said, I said, did you lose your job because you got fired? No, it was a layoff. So they laid you off. Yes, they did. Okay, so that means that they see value in you, right? Yes, they do. So do you see the same value that they see? Absolutely not. Okay, so you see you got worth and you got value. Yes. Okay, how can we monetize? Oh, I don't know. So I proceeded to tell this person five things that I see that they could market right now, today, not next week, right now. Now, everybody that's listening to this call, there's at least five things that you can market right now. You ain't got to go to school. You ain't got to attend no classes. You ain't got to buy no products. There's five things that you can do right now today that you can monetize. You ain't got to go nowhere. You don't have to do anything. All you got to do is express, expose, and expand yourself. These are called experiences. Now, I know people who have experience. I know people who have children that they raised. That's, again, a product. I know people who have pets. Okay, that's a product. I know people who got a car. That's a product. I know people who live by themselves. That's a product. I know people who live with a roommate. How did you get the roommate? How did you go about it? How did you know? Okay, how do you groom your dog? How do you walk your dog? How do you do this? How do you do this? Oh, you got children? Okay, how do you feed them? How do you clothe them? How do you do all of this stuff? All of those are videos. All of those are how-to videos. All of the stuff that you do normal. Like, again, I use Sister Ellen as an example all the time because Sister Ellen makes great salads. She posts the pictures on Instagram. That's a product. Okay, just all she got to do when she makes the salad, say, okay, hold my camera. Watch, and she makes the salad. Okay, post it on YouTube. Watch how many people, watch how many hits you get. And then watch somebody like me going to be like, hey, can you ship those two? Can you do this? Can you do that? So sure, you got to work out the distribution. You got to wait, but the goal is there a market? What am I saying? You don't have a problem, especially monetarily. You don't have a problem spiritually. You don't have a problem in the relationships. You don't have a problem with the fitness. Every problem that you have is an indication. It's your spirit screaming to you. Your spirit is screaming, return to source, return to source, return to source. How? Don't do nothing. Doing stuff takes you away from source. Don't come up with an ideal. Don't try to deal with people. Don't try to deal because that takes you away from God. Don't come up with an ideal. Remember, we did the show yesterday. An ideal interrupts the idea. Every ideal you got, get rid of it because it's taking you away from your archetype. Arc means original. Type means pattern. So you're sitting at home right now, as my client was telling me yesterday, I lost my job, so I'm trying to come up with an idea. Don't do that. I did that 68 times already. I did it 23 times in businesses. Every time I came up with an idea, it destroyed the original pattern. So I came up with an idea, destroyed my marriage. I came up with an idea, got me fired on my job. I came up with an idea, got my car repoed. I came up with an idea, I blew out my hamstring. Every time I came up with an ideal, it destroyed God's pattern in my life. Bumped them ideals, man. I've been there, done it already. I got enough ideals for everybody. So you don't need no ideal. You need to return the source. What does that mean? Express, expose, and expand the original. Who that be? You. Well, Brother Will, I'm a failure, brother. You don't understand, brother. Exactly. You don't see no worth and value in you. That's the only problem you got. Everybody got the same damn problem. We don't see ourselves the way God does. So you have to return. You got to do the etymology of yourself. Now, when I do an etymology of a word, I trace the word backwards, not forward. Stop doing what I've been doing. Self-improvement teaches you to get a dream and go chase it. And that dog don't hunt. I've tried it. If you want to waste your life, go right ahead, brother. Please learn from me. Please. I pray to God you learn from my mistakes, man. This shitness is real, dude. You're going to destroy your life. You're going to destroy your family's life. I got 5 children, 7 now with my current marriage. And guess what I've been doing? I've been destroying my children, man, because I've been chasing a damn dream instead of empowering my children. They right there, man. I walk past 5, 7 children en route to save people. How about I save them? How about I invest in them? How about I coach them? How about I do one-on-ones with them? Oh, no, I'm too damn busy. Why? I don't see no worth and no value in them. Because I don't see no worth and value in myself. They are from my freaking loins, man. These are my freaking, they got my blood running through them. But I ain't got time. I got played, man. I don't like getting played. That's why I'm pissed off. I ain't pissed off at you. I'm pissed off because I got played. By who? Me. I'm the devil. The devil oscillates and vibrates in your brain, and he gets you to come up with an ideal that takes you away from God. So if you want to be wealthy, healthy, wise, in a great relationship, you got a wife, invest in your wife, man. Stop looking at your damn neighbor's wife. You got a car? Man, invest in your own car. Stop trying to get another one. You're leaving heaven to go to hell. What the? I've been doing that for 60 years, man. Chasing a damn dream. That's all it is, a pipe dream. It's called a destination addiction. Always going and never arriving. Man, you are always going somewhere. You're always reading another book, another report, even Marxism. It may be time not to read it any longer. It is time for you to be you. Let me close with this. Last night, me and my wife watched the story of Whitney Houston. I don't know if y'all seen that. That was the most depressing thing I've ever seen. All this time, I thought Whitney Houston was happy. Until I watched her bodyguard, head bodyguard, who been there, he was there, Bobby Brown's sister. Did y'all see the special? I never seen it. I didn't know. The whole LGBT, I didn't know Whitney was, I didn't know. I didn't know that it wasn't her life. The song she sung, she didn't even want to sing them. Whitney was created by somebody else. Her mantra was, I just let me be me. She died saying, let me be me. I ain't dying like that, man. I'm sorry. I'm not going out like that. The devil is a lie. I'm gonna do me, boo-boo. I recommend you do you. See, the devil's playing all of us by making us think there's no value in us. The devil's playing you, man, by you chasing and you're trying to be something that you're not. Because you see no value in where you are at. Man, I don't know how else to tell you, bro. You're not no super spiritual person, but yet you are. The way that you become super spiritual is to stop being super spiritual. How do you do that? Return back to God. Basic Christianity is advanced Christianity. Now, there's nothing wrong with metaphysics and all of this biological mumbo-jumbo that I teach and I talk about. But when you want power, dunamis power, Jesus Christ and him crucified, that's all you need, bro. All this other bullshitness, that's all it is. It's just fluff. So I recommend since I've been there, both sides of the fence. Show me your worth. Show me your value. That simply means you sit down, you look in the mirror, and you say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You tell yourself that I am the apples of God, I'm the apple of God's eye, that I am a joint heir, that I am a royal priest today. I ain't got to take no more classes. I ain't got to read no more books. I don't have to get no more degrees. I don't got to buy no more weaves. I don't have to add no butt implants. I ain't got to get no breast enhancements. I ain't got to pump up no more weight. I ain't got to run on no damn treadmill. I ain't got to do nothing except express, expose, and expand my God-given dear Kenia today. But I know what you're thinking. Like my client yesterday said, but doc, after I did an hour consultation, she said, but doc. That means she didn't get it. I hope to God that you get it. And what do you need to get? Thinking that you are more spiritually evolved than anybody else is an indication that you are spiritually deprived. The mindset that can create division within yourself allows you to create division in someone else. Part of becoming more spiritually connected is practicing non-judgment. Anytime you find yourself judging other people, anytime you find yourself thinking you're on a different level than other people, anytime you find yourself thinking that you're more valuable than other people, anytime you can look, especially if you are a man, if you are a man and you find yourself looking at your wife or your spouse or your girlfriend, and you find yourself thinking that you are better than your wife or than your mate, anytime you find yourself thinking a freaking thought that you are superior than some to some other human being that is a spiritual being, your ass is in trouble. That thought is an indication that there's demonic activity in your head. Only demons think they are superior than God. Lucifer said, I want to be like the Most High. I want to sit on the side of the north. He said, I want to be the Most High. Every time you carry yourself with the audacity that your shizness don't stink, you are in danger of hellfire, brother. And I'm not talking about something I read of a book. I've been living this, man. It is the grace and mercy of God I'm still here. Because I should not be here. The arrogance and the cockiness that I've carried myself in the last 9 years is a freaking appalling. I'm ashamed to call myself a man of God. Because I have not been carrying myself as a representative of the big G. I've been conned by the little G. And so my advanced spirituality is basic spirituality. Let's return back to source. Let's stop all this foolishness. Let's stop carrying ourselves and acting like that we're more learned. We're more knowledgeable. With an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. That was spoken by the wisest man that ever lived. King Solomon says, it is a vexation of spirits. That's what happened to me. My spirit became vexed. Brothers and sisters, it is my prayer that every person listening to the sound of my voice understand that it is a false notion that is being commonly portrayed by metaphysical, spiritual gurus like myself, that you shouldn't maintain a relationship with people who don't hold the same spiritual beliefs as you. It is a travesty, and it is from the pit of hell. It is a demonic teaching that I participated in. And I ask God to forgive me, and I'm asking you to forgive me. You don't need to abandon no relationships. You don't need to leave nobody. You don't need to go out and get no damn this, that, or the other. In fact, you'll find that you will learn a lot more if you connect with people that are not like-minded, because they're going to challenge your faith and force you to deal with you. Biggest mistake I made in my life was thinking I was better than my freaking wife. And I'm ashamed. And I thank God for grace and mercy. Because that arrogant spirit is pride. And pride always comes before the fall. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. This is the only reason that I'm here. I got one agenda. That is to uplift the spirits of humanity by loving my wife, by loving my children, by taking care of my home. First ministry is your home, brother. The Bible says that a man that doesn't provide for his own is worse than an infidel. So I got to check myself. And it's my prayer that you show me your worth and show me your value by taking care of the house that God put you in. Bloom where you plant it. Don't run from it. Grow it. Improve it. Till the soil. Take care of your own garden. Provide for your own house. Then, if God can trust you with little, if you're faithful over the little, then he can trust you with the much. Brothers and sisters, let's close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, touch the minds and hearts of your people that they may find that advanced spirituality is found in basic understanding. That if God be for us, who can be against us? Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the love and the joy and the peace that you've placed upon us. We ask that we continue. You continue to lead and guide us in all truth. In my name of Yahushua and his son Yahushua, that we pray. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, and as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. I see.